Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
Welcome into the Commish's Draft Buzz. Appreciate you checking out the draft coverage here at joebucksfan.com. Today is April 1st. It was a big day for the NFL draft as Daquan Bowers, defensive end from Clemson, had his pro day. This was the first time he was able to work out this entire offseason after having surgery on a torn meniscus in his knee. Now, according to reports, some good, some bad regarding Daquan Bowers. You know, the first thing, and I saw a lot of people responding to his 40 time. Apparently, he ran two different 40-yard dashes, one at around 4.82, the other at about 4.9. To me, that's running with the wind and against the wind. I don't really put too much stock into that. You know, Daquan Bowers is a unique defensive end prospect. He really hadn't done much before last year. But then in last year at Clemson, he led the entire nation in sacks. He dealt with a torn meniscus at the end of the season. He played through it in the bowl game. Dealt with the surgery, was not able to work out, had been rehabbing instead of preparing for his pro day like other players. You know, I think when you look at, and according to some reports about his pro day, Daquan Bowers was winded. He didn't look to be in the best of shape. Well, I think that should be understood, since he hasn't really been able to work out like other players have been able to work out this offseason. Still, with that being said, I think with the injury to the knee, people say the knee looked okay. You know, his vertical jump was over 34 inches. That would have been one of the best at the combine. His three cone drill was under 7 seconds. That would have been one of the best times at the combine. His short shuttle was right at about 4.5 seconds. Which would have been right in the middle of the pack at the combine. He is at 280 pounds, too. You know, I think when people look at a 40-yard dash, they're looking at Robert Quinn and what he did at North Carolina's pro day, running a 40 at 4.68, I believe. That was at 260 pounds. You know, you got 20 more pounds on Bowers and 0.2 or 0.3 slower. You know, I'm not trying. Listen, I'm not a huge Daquan Bowers supporter, but you're doing something right when you lead the entire nation in sacks. And he did. Now, is he going to be a top five draft pick? Probably not. If I had a top five pick in the upcoming draft, I'd probably ignore Daquan Bowers, to be honest with you. Knee issues, one-year wonder, you know, a lot of things going against you. A lot of things going against Daquan Bowers, and there is some question of explosion. I think he's got that power, but they don't know, scouts don't know if he has that explosion off the edge. 16 sacks speak for themselves, though. Now the question is he a top 10 pick? And, you know, when you look at picks 6 through 10, and the first team right there is the Cleveland Browns. They're moving to a 4-3 defense. They could use a defensive end. Their defensive end might be their biggest need. But now if you're asking me, okay, it comes down to Daquan Bowers or a wide receiver like A.J. Green or Julio Jones, well, with Daquan Bowers having his issues, plus you got to throw Robert Quinn into the mix. Robert Quinn has his own issues, but he was able to work out. And he was able to put on a show at his pro day. And he's been able to work out this entire offseason as opposed to what Daquan Bowers has gone through. But I think if you're the Browns, I think you're looking a wide receiver. 7, the San Francisco 49ers. Really, Daquan Bowers doesn't really fit that 3-4 defense. So you can take them out. The Tennessee Titans should have multiple options. They could go quarterback. They need a quarterback. They could go defensive end like a Daquan Bowers. Or if a guy like Nick Fairley falls to them with the 8th overall selection, I think they have a bigger need at defensive tackle than they have at defensive end. Remember, they drafted a defensive end in the first round last year in Derek Morgan. You look at the Cowboys. Cowboys could use an end in a 3-4 defense, but Tyron Smith is getting a lot of play right now, and the Cowboys have a much bigger need at offensive tackle than they do at defensive end. And the 10th pick in the draft is the Washington Redskins. I think they could use a defensive lineman as well. They need maybe a guy who's a little more stout than a Daquan Bowers, a better fit for a 3-4 defensive end, kind of like a J.J. Watt, a Cameron Jordan, or they need a guy that can rush off the edge as an outside linebacker in a 3-4, and I don't think that's Daquan Bowers, and that's going to limit Bowers a little bit. So now I think you're looking at the teens to the 20th pick with the Buccaneers, and some people have asked me, should the Buccaneers take Daquan Bowers if he falls that far? And I think so. I think the Buccaneers are in a position with the 20th overall selection where they need a pass rusher. He led the nation in sacks last year. He did something right. But then, when I say this, the first reaction I'm getting, it's just because he played at Clemson and wore the number 93, Daquan Bowers is not Gaines Adams. Stop comparing the two. They have nothing to do with each other. They are nothing alike. Daquan Bowers has power. He has a multitude of moves to get to the quarterback. He can rip. He can swim. He can go inside. He can go outside. Questions about his health now. Questions about being a one-year wonder. Questions about his explosion off the edge. Gaines Adams was the exact opposite. Are you listening? Stop comparing the two. Gaines Adams was a finesse player. Gaines Adams hated contact. Gaines Adams had one move, not a multitude of moves. He had one move, and that's coming off the edge. He never learned how to go inside. He never learned any other pass moves, pass rush moves, other than getting up the field and trying to beat the offensive tackle with speed. You cannot do that in the NFL. So stop comparing Daquan Bowers and Gaines Adams. Now, could Daquan Bowers be a bust? Absolutely. But don't compare Gaines Adams and Daquan Bowers because they could both end up failing in the NFL when they actually have nothing to do with each other. And if Daquan Bowers falls far enough, and if he's available at the 20th overall selection, I'd have no problem with the Buccaneers taking a chance. I think with the 20th pick, you have an opportunity to take a chance on a guy that was rated as maybe the top player in the draft before the draft process started. Has fallen because of that injury, has fallen because he wasn't able to prepare properly for his workout. And if he falls to 20 and the Bucs get him, I think Daquan Bowers would be a good fit, and I'm anxious to see if he is there, how he would fit in the offense. Leading the nation in sacks is tough to do at any school. To do it in the ACC was very impressive. He was considered one of the top talents in the draft for a reason. He's slipping. If he slips far enough, I hope the Buccaneers are willing to take a chance. Because sometimes you got to take that chance to get that reward. Appreciate you coming in again to our podcast here at JoeBucksFan.com. Continue to enjoy the draft coverage, and we'll continue hitting you up with more and more draft coverage as the draft nears later on this month.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.